Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Avenali High School getting set for the second half of this one. Evers trailing 18-10, and they will send out Kurtenbach, Sierkowski, Peterson, Cornish, and Van Grinsven, the starting five, back on the floor for DC Everest. And Eau Claire Memorial will have the basketball to begin the second half. They get it inbounds to Isaac Appleby, and he'll bring it up against Nick Sierkowski. Gives it off to Chance Meyer. Alex Grant with it. Everest coming out really trying to double the ball now. They get it down low, kick it back out. Pass up to three. Grant will launch one, though, and leave it short. Peterson with the rebound. And Peterson will bring it back the other way into the front court. Peterson down low. They get it. His shot blocked out of bounds. What a foul. Rosado's going to get the foul, and it's going to be Cornish to shoot two here. Just the first foul on Gianni Rosado. And Chris Cornish will shoot two. He's got 2 points so far here tonight, trying to add to that right here. First one is on the way, up and in. A line drive free throw, and he got it over the front of the rim. And it is 18-11. They haven't put the point up on a board yet. Misses the second one. Rosado with the rebounds. They still haven't put the point up on the board. It should be 18-11. He made one free throw. Old Abe's with it. Between the circles. Now it's Appleby. They still haven't put the point up on the board. Now they did. 18-11. There you go. Rosado passed down inside. And we're going to get a foul called on the Evergreens. Non-shooting foul, so Eau Claire will inbound it. They got Cornish on that foul. That's his third. And Austin Behrens will get the call here, his first appearance of the night. Behrens, a 6'2 junior. And the Old Dames will inbound it. Grant faked the three, then dribbles it back outside. Ben Everhart with it. Backs out the dribble between the circles. Gives it off to Chance Meyer. They get it down low to Rosado. He's back in. Now kicks it back outside. Left wing. They kick it around. Swing it around the perimeter. Everhart wants to drive. Doubled on the baseline. Kicks it back outside. Grant top of the key. Pass up. Now down low to Rosado. Ball knocked away from Owen. Gets it back. Shoots it off the glass too hard. Van Grinsven with the rebound. He wants to push. Van Grinsven goes baseline. Tries to feed a cutter. It goes inside. Or outside, that is. Peterson shoots a three. That's no good. And back the other way come the Old Aves. They get it to Rosado. He has the foul. It rolls over the rim somehow. Peterson will get the foul. So they miss on one end. And then have a chance. Memorial has a chance for a three-point play on the other end. Rosado gets the hoop and will shoot. Free throw on the way. That's no good. Kurtenbach with the rebound. 20-11 the score. Memorial with the lead. Peterson in the front court to Van Grinsven. Now it's Kurtenbach. Van Grinsven gets it back. In the paint. Feeds it down low. Then I'll try to make the extra pass. Barrett's tried to save it. Stepped on the end line. He tried to make a pass to Kurtenbach, who is well covered. And Everest turns it over for the eighth time. Weir will check back in the game for Peterson. As Memorial will bring it ahead. They kick it outside, now left wing. Out on top, Everhart down low to Rosado. Turn, shoots out, it's going to be an offensive foul. Yes, it was. Good position that time by Barron as he took the charge. Rosado will get his second foul. And Everest has the basketball. Van Grinsven will bring it ahead. Into the front court with it, gives it off to Sierkowski. They try the backdoor cut. Kurtenbach was there. Nobody found Kurtenbach, and a nice feed alley-oop from Sierkowski to Kurtenbach for the layup. 20-13. So lull you to sleep with that, and then throw up the alley-oop. Now they get it down low to Rosado again. Kick it out. Three ball left corner. Pop it in. Nothing but net for Alex Grant from the corner. And Memorial responds with a three. It's 23-13, 10-point advantage. Van Grimsen gives it to Weir. Now it's Behrens to Sierakowski. Van Grimsen gets it back. Around the perimeter they go with it. Sierakowski to Weir, gets a double screen, shoots it. That's going to be off the mark again, too hard. Memorial with the rebound. Weir can't find the range. He's 0-for-4. Down to Rosado on the baseline. Shoots, little jumper. That's no good, but the Old A's will get the long rebound. They swing it around. Everhart now down low to Rosado again. Backs in. Kurtenbach shoots off the glass. In and out, no good. The rebound kept alive. Grant has his shot blocked. Now it's put up again. Memorial misses three shots in that sequence, and Everest finally pulls away the rebound. Weir with it left wing. Down in the corner, Behrens. Behrens skip pass cross court. Weir open for three. He shoots. Too hard, no good. Kurtenbach goes over the top, pulls out the rebound, and that's going to be a foul on the Old A's. Loose ball foul. Stephen Weir's getting open looks. He's just not able to knock him down tonight. Chip Meyer picks up his second foul. Kurtenbach went over the top of that rebound and got it without fouling and then drew the foul. Sierakowski gets it into Weir in the corner, kicks it out to Van Grimsen between the circles. Now Weir gets a screen, gives it to Kurtenbach. Behrens swings it, Van Grimsen. Left side free throw line extended, now back out on top. Weir's got it. They lost it down low, posting up Sierakowski. He moves, explodes into the lane, shot blocked by Rosado out of bounds. It will be Everest basketball. Two officials were looking at each other. Rosado blocked that shot. That's the first shot of the night for Sierakowski. He had a good offensive night last night. Sierakowski had 6 points last night, which for him was a good night offensively. He doesn't score a lot. Van Grimsen, Sierakowski. Van Grimsen. Behrens is going to launch a three. That misses badly. The ball is loose. We're going to get a loose ball foul called, I believe, on Behrens as well. Not shooting foul. Actually, did they call that foul on Memorial? I believe they did. We're going to get a timeout here, I believe. 3:30 to play. Timeout called, and we'll take one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports.
And we're back here at Menominee. 3:30 to play, third quarter. Everest down by 10, 23-13. That foul was called on Eau Claire Memorial, called on Everhart, so Everest will have the basketball here. Loose ball foul called in the battle for the rebound. Sierakowski looks to get it in and does to Peterson. Puts up the shot, got the roll off and in. Nice play right off the inbound. Peterson gets the hoop. 23-15. Memorial up front court with it. Top of the key. Frank Glassbrenner in the game. Now they get it down low to Rosado. Knocked away by Weir. And the Evergreens come away with it. Just a third turnover by Mike Cal for Eau Claire Memorial in this one. Peterson in the front court. To Weir, left wing out on top to Behrens, now it's Sierakowski. Peterson with it, out on top to Kurtenbach. Peterson gets a screen to Kurtenbach on the pick and pop, but he won't pop. Now Weir, ball knocked away, can he get it back? No, last touch by Weir out of bounds, and a turnover on the Evergreens, that's their ninth. Memorial will get it back. Weir had the ball knocked out of his hands and it bounced off him out of bounds. So it will be Old Claire Memorial basketball. Everhart will bring it ahead into the front court. Everhart. Last burn. Now they swing it. Severson. Pass down baseline as a drive. Nice move on the baseline by Ben Everhart. He gets the hoop. And it's 25-15, 10-point game once again. Nice move on the baseline by Evers. Here's a shot put up. Three ball. Up and in. That's Austin Behrens for three. Evers has a junior varsity player in the game as well. I think that's Sean Bloom out there. There's a shot in the paint for Memorial. They answer. Connor Severson with the hoop. 27-18, Eau Claire Memorial. A minute 59 to play in the third. Riley Peterson into the front court. Now on top, they swing it. Sierakowski with it. Shot put up. Three ball. No. Rebound battle. It's going to be over the back ball against the old Audic. They get Barron's on that. He had position. There you go. Yeah, that's going to be Carl Boutel on the foul. He was over the back. Barron's had rebound position on that one. They called a foul on Boutel. And it will be Everest basketball. Greg Van Grunsven told to sit down by one of the officials. He's getting a bit feisty. Doesn't like that call. They inbound a three-ball launch right away. That's an air ball too hard. And then Peterson loses it off his hand out of bounds. And it will be Eau Claire Memorial basketball. Appleby brings it into the front court. He looks down low, nothing there. Kick it back out. Boutel with it right wing. Connor Severson now down low. Spin move, Everhart puts it up and in with the left hand. Ben Everhart, two baskets here in the period. Six on the game, 6 points in the game. 29-18, Memorial. Everest with it. Left wing, Peterson. Out on top to Kurtenbach. I think this number 45, according to the roster on the JV team, is Sean Bloom. He's a freshman. Because they don't have a 45 on the varsity roster now. I hope I'm not mistaken, but that, it appears what it is. He's on the dribble. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the old Aves. Everest will keep it. And the old Aves want to get a substitution here. Chance Meyer is going to get back into the game for Glassbrenner. Everest will inbound inside court. Van Grinsen will look to get it in. He does to Bloom. I'm going to call him Bloom until they tell me differently. Kurtenbach with it. Bloom gets it back. Now it's Barron's. They get it left wing. Peterson out on top to Kurtenbach. Back to Peterson left side. Kurtenbach screens. Peterson backs out the dribble. 23 seconds to play in the third. See if Everest plays for one here. And Grinsen's going to attack the basket, try a tough shot, and it was blocked away, and here comes Eau Claire back the other way. 11 seconds now, they'll slow it down and play for one. Appleby with it, kicks it outside, Everhart, free throw line. Left wing, there's a shot, right wing, there's a shot, but up that short, and the ball out of bounds off Eau Claire. Everest will have it with 5/10 of a second to play here in the third. Chance Meyer missed that shot, and the ball went off of him out of bounds. See if Everest can get a shot away here in 5/10 of a second. Three-quarter court heave by Peterson. I think that might have hit the ceiling. And it's no good. And the third quarter has come to an end. Eau Claire Memorial still leading 29-18. Back in a moment. You're listening to Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest trailing 29-18. Everest just 8 out of 20 from the field. Actually, that's not horrible. They've only gotten the line twice. Made one. Everest will inbound inside court. They have it. Peterson with it. They get it to Sierakowski. Now it's Peterson. Peterson wants to drive and throws it away out of bounds. I don't know if he was trying to get that to Sierakowski or Van Grinsven. Neither one could get a hand on it. 10th turnover on Everest and Eau Claire Memorial with the basketball. Old Aves with it, top of the key. Carl Boutel, now they lost it down low, ball knocked away. Can Everest come away with a loose ball? They will. They want to attack Van Grinsven to Sierakowski. His shot rejected into the first row. Appleby went up and knocked that one away. But Everest will keep it. And Sierakowski looks to inbound it. They will get it into Kurtenbach. Hands it off to Van Grinsven. Yeah. Peterson. Curtin Lock, top of the key, looking inside, nothing there. Throws it to Peterson, almost threw it away. Peterson with it. Throws baseline, throws up a little floater, and out it is. Peterson with a nice little floater on the baseline. 29-20, a 9-point deficit for the Evergreens as they try to battle back here in the fourth quarter. They're going to try to trap the basketball. Appleby dribbles out of trouble, and the Old Aves get it ahead. Now they'll swing it, spread the floor a bit. Appleby gets it back, gives it off to Chance Meyer. Meyer, top of the key, drive by Connor Severson, kicks it back out. Boutel's got it top of the key. He gives it to Alex Grant. They get it to Boutel. He's going to back in, now spin on the baseline, looks for a cutter. And gets it to Severson. He kicks it out. Grant's open for three from the corner and got it. Alex Grant for three, his second of the night. And all of a sudden, 32-20, it's a 12-point advantage. Everest back the other way. Van Grisman, nice move, goes baseline and lays it up and in. Nice move to get free for Grant Van Grisman. He's got six. 32-22. Deficit is 10. Eau Claire breaks pressure. They get it into the front court. They want to attack. Now they'll slow it down. Appleby with it. Between the circles as we go under 6 minutes to play. Chance Meyer with the basketball. Meyer to Appleby. Alex Grant, double team, gets rid of it to Severson. Eau Claire content to run clock here with a 10-point lead. And Everest is going to have to come out and do something here pretty soon. They can't allow 4 minutes, 4 minutes to run off the clock as Everest, as the Memorial just passes around the perimeter. That's what Memorial is contented to here. Everest should be well versed in this because they do it themselves sometimes when they have a lead. They did it against East and ended up winning that game by one. Memorial just passing it around the perimeter. Not even looking for a shot at this point. Grant gives it out to Meyer. He's going to hold it until they come out to play him. And we're down to 4:45 to play. And now a reach-in foul called on Cornish. That's going to be four on Cornish. I don't know if they wanted, that would be the guy they wanted to do the fouling there, but Cornish will pick up the foul. And we get a timeout called by D.C. Everest. Back in a moment. You're listening to Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Menominee High School, 4:43 to play fourth quarter. Evergreens down 32-22 to the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves. Still to come, Everest Hockey, if they take on Anago, finishing up that tournament over in Anago. Chris Connolly will have the call of that. There may be a little break in between our game and his game. Everest beating Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs last night, but losing to Bayport this afternoon, 4-2. And it will be Old Aves basketball out of the timeout. Just three team fouls on Everest, so they're going to have to foul a lot in order to get Memorial into the bonus if they want to try to catch up in that route here. And once again, Memorial goes back to keeping the ball away from the basket. Everest coming out to play it tight, though, forcing them to dribble and make passes. Appleby with it. Clock continues to chug down. It's 4:18 to play now. Appleby on the dribble outside. Gives it off to Rosado, who's way outside. He's double-teamed and travel with the basketball. They call a foul. Drag the pivot foot, but they call a foul first. That's going to go against Jake Gabert. That's his first. Just the fourth team foul, so Eau Claire will inbound it once again. Into the backcourt to Appleby. Appleby brings it into the front court. Eric Brumman in the game for Everest. And now Sierakowski goes for a steal and will get the foul. As he knocked down Connor Severson. Still a non-shooting foul situation. Second foul on Sierakowski. And Eau Claire will inbound it. Stephen Weir is going to come into the game for Peterson. Alex Grant will inbound it. Looking, still looking. Now we'll get it into Rosado. Rosado. And we're going to get a timeout call by Eau Claire Memorial with 3:47 to play. They have the lead by 10. We'll keep it right here and remind you that Everest Basketball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Also by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. And also by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. 10-point deficit here for DC Everest with 3:47 to play. 5 team fouls on each team here, so they each have one to give before the bonus will take effect. Evergreens have only shot 2 free throws here today. Memorial has been to the line 13 times and has made 7 of them. Memorial only has 1 shot attempt here in the fourth quarter. They're content to just pass it around the perimeter. Everest being very tight on the defense now, and now we're going to get a reach-in foul on Brummond. And this one will send Eau Claire Memorial to the free throw line. And this could be a mark to the free throw line for the rest of the game, as Everest will try to catch up that wave, I believe, because Memorial is just going to run the weave outside. We are playing tight defense out on top. Alex Grant with the basketball for the Old Aves now gives it off to Connor Severson. Ben Everhart with it now. And now it's Appleby. Down to 3:20 to go. Got to do something pretty soon here. They go for the double team. Memorial able to get rid of it. Now they found Rosado underneath. They'll get a layup. Well, you can't pass up that shot. Gianni Rosado got a layup. And it's 34-22. Weir with it. Now it gives it off to Van Grinsven. They swing it. Weir gets it around, back left wing down low. They feed a cutter. That's Gamer. Shot blocked out of bounds. Oh, they're going to get a foul. That's going to go against Connor Severson. And Jake Gabert will go to the line to shoot 2 here. 2:51 to play, but it's a pretty big deficit right now for a team that doesn't score very much. First free throw for Jake Gabert rolls off. No good. Still 34-22. Second one on the way. Up and in. He got 1 of 2. 34-23. 11-point game, and now a foul by Everest will send the Old Aves to the free throw line. It's going to be a long 2:49 now, as Everest will, I would imagine, foul at every opportunity. And if Memorial makes their free throws, they should be able to win this game handily. Everest is hoping, of course, they miss a bunch and give them a chance to get back in the game. Jacob Stroik back in for the Evergreens, as Ben Everhart goes to the line to shoot 1 and 1. First one's on the way, off the rim, no good. Everest with the rebound. Well, there's a start. Back the other way, into the front court. Van Grinsven kicks it to Weir in the corner for a 3. He got it. Stephen Weir for 3. His first points of the night, and it's 34-26. Full court pressure by the Evergreens, and we get a whistle, a foul off the ball. That's going to be on Weir as he tugged the jersey of one of the Memorial players, and that's going to send Memorial back to the line. Well, if they're going to miss free throws, you get a chance to get the ball back with no time coming off the clock, but Appleby is at the line with a 1-and-1 coming. That's the 18 foul. First one's on the way, up and in. 35-26, Eau Claire Memorial. Second one on the way. He got them both. 36-26 to lead 10. Everest into the front court. Van Grinsven drives. Kicks it to Weir. Foul it. Lost the handle on it. Still loose on the floor. And we're going to whistle in a timeout call by Eau Claire Memorial. The 11th turnover on the Evergreens. We'll keep it right here. Everest Basketball, brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live shy. Also, buy the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Everest Hockey still to come today. Everest Basketball next in action next week, Friday night against LaCrosse Logan, and Saturday against LaCrosse Central, Saturday afternoon. We'll have both of those games live for you here on Fox Sports Radio. Friday night's game will be at 7 o'clock with the pregame 7:15 tip with Chris Conley. Saturday's game at 12:45 tip, 12:30 pregame show. All right, Memorial will inbound it. Everett's going to put on full court pressure. They get it in. Sierkowski knocked it away for a moment, and then we get a reach-in foul from behind. And Memorial will go back in line with 2:18 to play. This last 2 minutes is going to take an eternity. Van Grinsen picks up the foul. That's his second. And it will be Ben Eberhard at the line to shoot. 1-1, missed the front end, and Everest with the rebound. He's missed the front end of two bonuses here in the period. Van Grinsen in the front court. Weir off a screen, now gives it off to Brumman, now it's Sierkowski. Van Grinsven wants to drive in, lost the handle, knocked away, and Memorial's got it. Back the other way, they come, Weir goes for the steal, and now we're getting a reach and foul call on Stephen Weir, that'll be his second, and it will be Eau Claire Memorial back at the line again with a minute 57 to play. 36-26, a 10-point game. Well, they got what they wanted here. They had a couple free throws missed on the bonus, but couldn't take advantage of it on the other end. Riley Peterson getting set to check back in for the Evergreens. Alex Grant hits the first free throw. Now they've knocked down the last three. 37-26. They haven't put that point up on the board yet. They're slow on the trigger with this scoreboard here. Second foul shot up and in. He got them both. 38-26. Peterson in the front court. Now an overplay on a steal by Grant. Peterson telegraphed the pass. Grant with it. And now he's triple teamed. Are we going to whistle or are we going to timeout? Timeout called by Memorial as Grant was getting tied up there, but he got the steal. He anticipated that pass from Peterson to Weir, stepped in and intercepted it. And a turnover with a minute 44 left. That just about seals the deal here, as Memorial will have the basketball. And now they're in the double bonus as well, so every foul means two foul shots. Everest Basketball brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. A minute 44 to play. 38-26. Eau Claire Memorial with the lead. Two games still to come here tonight. Also, West will be playing Eau Claire North here in a little while. 6 o'clock start for that one. And then Marshfield plays Menominee in the finale of the Big Rivers Wisconsin Valley Conference Holiday Classic. I think that Wausau East is scheduled to be the host of this tournament next year. I think the game will be in Wausau at Lumberjacks Gym. Don't know that for a fact, but I think it's their turn to host. They have not hosted this event yet. All right. It will be Memorial Basketball out of bounds here. Alex Grant will inbound it. Looking, still looking, gets it in. Connor Severson. He's doubled out, the ball taken away, almost taken away. He gets it to Grant. Grant goes baseline and will dribble it right through the baseline and kick it outside. Now they spread the floor, trying to avoid the foul. Everest is trying to foul and not being able to do it. I think they will secure Sierkowski, will wrap up Eberhard. That's the guy they want to send to the line. He has missed five foul shots tonight. He's 1 out of 6 from the line. And he'll try again. You're getting two foul shots here. Sierkowski picked up his third foul. First one's on the way. This one he gets. And it's 39-26. Second one on the way. In and out, no good. Sierkowski grabs the loose ball. To Peterson, who brings it ahead. Peterson on the dribble. They kick it outside. Stroik gives it to Weir. Weir. Left wing, Brumman wants to go baseline. Open pass to the basket, lays it up and in. Eric Brumman gets the basket. His first of the night, 39-28. Old Ames into the front court. Grant with it. Grant gets to Everhart. They immediately foul him. They're waiting until they pass the ball to Everhart, and then he'll foul him and send it to the line. Sierkowski, though, picks up foul number four. And Ben Everhart back at the line to shoot. He is just 2 out of 8. Excuse me, 3 out of 10 from the line tonight. That's the first, second one is up and in. 40-28. Just 54 seconds to play here. Really no reason to foul anymore. They get it to Weir in the corner, baseline, a little floater, that's short. Eau Claire Memorial with the rebound, Weir's going to get a foul from behind. And it will send Memorial back to the line with 43.8 seconds remaining. Well, a disappointing 2 days for the DC Everest boys basketball team here. They lose a close one last night, this one not so close. Just having trouble putting the ball in the basket. Everhart missed another free throw. Second foul shot is off. No good. Missed them both. This game was closer, man. Everhart would be really thinking about it. Weird. Cross-court pass. Three ball from the corner short. And grabbed by Memorial. Into the front court with it, and now just back off. No reason to foul now. Grant's going to dribble around. 22 seconds. Backs it out towards center court. Now he gives it off to Rosado. Ball knocked away out of bounds. Memorial will keep it. Nathan Schroeder's going to get in. Carl Boutel is going to get in for the final 14 seconds. Rosado's night is done. Everhart's night is done. And the old Aves will inbound and run off the clock if they can. They get it. Grant will have it. He's just going to hang on to it. 11 seconds. Now he'll dribble. They'll hand it off. 6 seconds. And Boutel will have it, hold it, and run off the clock. And that's how this one's going to end. And it's a 4-point win for Eau Claire Memorial. They beat DC Everest here tonight by a score of 40-28.